The first Democratic presidential debate begins in Miami tonight. 10 candidates will take the stage. The debate will air on NBC, and here's who's up.
Cory Booker, Julian Castro, Bill de Blasio, John Delaney, Tulsi Gabbard, Jay Inslee, Amy Klobuchar, Beto O'Rourke, Tim Ryan, Elizabeth Warren.
NPR's political editor Domenico Montanaro is going to be watching carefully. Good morning, Domenico.
Hey, Noel.
All right, so Joe Biden is the front runner in the early polls, and he is not on stage tonight. But are the other candidates going to be compelled to talk about him?
Well, I mean, he's been a big focus of the other candidates in the run-up to this debate. And, you know, the candidates are going to be, you know, we're hoping to be on stage with him, but it might be a little awkward for some of the people who are on stage tonight to be talking about him without him on stage. So I'd expect that they talk more about their own policies, their visions for the country, and look for ways for themselves to stand out when a lot of the focus will be on tomorrow night for some people.
Well, let's talk about potential standouts. I mean, there are some people, some candidates on the stage tonight who are known as particularly good debaters. I'm thinking about Elizabeth Warren. I'm thinking about Cory Booker. What are you watching for with them?
Well, Warren is somebody who's really surged lately, and she has an opportunity to really kind of command the stage. You know, in addition to, you know, the fact that she's put out all these policy proposals with all these detailed plans, she's gotten a lot of points for her hustle. You know, she's got this sort of selfie for everyone kind of plan where more than 30,000 people have taken selfies with her. You're going to have Booker on stage. You'll have Beto O'Rourke, the former Texas congressman. So, but she's probably the strongest on policy and on substance. And, you know, whenever something will come back to her, you know, and what she wants to do, or what the country needs to do, she's got it all kind of, you know, down to the dollar figure, figuring out what exactly she wants to do. And one of the big things that we've noticed in polling is that people are saying that if they had a magic wand and they could, Democratic voters, if they could pick someone who, never mind if they could beat Trump, they would want someone like Warren. And that's a big opportunity for her to show that she can be presidential tonight.
There's also going to be competition among the folks whose names are just not as well known. You know, they're going to be looking to make a splash, to break out. Do you, as you've been surveying these candidates, is there anybody you're keeping an eye on who you think might get interesting tonight?
Well, you know, I don't know about tonight necessarily, but I think about somebody like Pete Buttigieg anyway to figure out, you know, if he can sort of deal with what he's been dealing with back home as the mayor of South Bend, Indiana, and this police shooting where a white police officer shot a black man in South Bend, and he's had to deal with protests. You know, he's had kind of a charmed political campaign so far, and whether or not he can sort of bounce back and deal with some of that adversity, he's going to have an opportunity to speak to his broadest audience yet. And that's the same for a lot of the candidates, especially in such a big field, they're going to be wanting to look to break out tonight and tomorrow.
Domenico, you've talked about this race as kind of a contest right now between the pragmatists and the progressives. How do you see that playing out tonight?
Well, you know, striking that balance is pretty tough. I mean, there's really a split in the party between this sort of super progressive wing that's grown frustrated with the politics of comedy and tired of what they see as like empty unity talk versus the pragmatists, you know, who believe that the country, you know, maybe, you know, doesn't need this, like I say, massive pendulum swing the complete other direction, but that the last election was won at the margins and what's needed is a, quote, return to normalcy. We'll see if that plays out.
NPR's Domenico Montanaro, thanks so much.